5 years ago, we interviewed people from all over the world for our 50th anniversary of ITB Berlin. The last 5 years have been incredibly exciting and challenging for the entire tourism industry. That's why, on the occasion of our 55th anniversary, we conducted interviews with the representatives of the time to find out how they have fared in the last 5 years since our last visit, how the pandemic has affected their work, and how they have dealt with it. Listen for yourself.
Charlotte, it's a great pleasure to have you at our ITB Travel Hero podcast. 5 years ago, you were part of our big 50 years anniversary campaign. And today we'd like to look back with you on the past 5 years. We are interested in what has happened since then, what has changed, and how are you coping, especially in times where one crisis follows the other. But Charlotte, before we start, why don't you introduce yourself, your company, and of course, your connection to ITB Berlin?
Yes, it shall be my pleasure. And thank you very much, Sabine, for having me today. So my name is Charlotte Lamp-Davies, and I am the founder of management consultancy A Bright Approach. We work predominantly with clients from the travel tech space, and we consult on areas such as sales, marketing, PR, and events planning. And I attended my first ITB Berlin convention back in 2007. So I have been a fan for a long time. And I was so very fortunate to be asked to host the very first TTA forum back in 2019. And of course, to those that know, that's the Technology Tours and Activities Forum. And yeah, so my love affair with ITB Berlin continues as we have worked together ever since.
Yeah, 2007 is actually the time when I joined ITB Berlin team. So 5 years are not a very long, long time. But in times of COVID, the past 2 years seemed very long and kind of exhausting. How are you currently doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I guess I'm still standing. My consultancy is still standing. We made it through this pandemic, like so many. And I do see now many positive signs of recovery. But I also certainly see many obstacles still. I think the positivity is very much fueled by the fact that people are excited, and some might say desperate, to travel again. Research has also shown us again and again that many, many people will forego other pleasures in life over travel. So I think this bodes very well for our industry. And we certainly see a lot of strong forward booking figures for summer 22 and beyond as well.
Despite of all the positive signs and forecasts you see, what is the biggest obstacle you imagine or you see?
Well, the biggest challenges across the board are staff shortages. During the pandemic, we lost some tremendous and very experienced members of staff, and from especially the hospitality sector, I would say. They've moved on to other sectors like retail, where they are often paid better and looked after better, and there might even be better career paths for them in other sectors. So I think travel needs to now take a very long, hard look at itself if we are to entice new people into the industry, let alone those that we have lost. And I think another big obstacle, of course, is that we have for a long time had a shortage of technology expertise. I think it's time that the West really focuses on this in schooling and in education, because we can no longer rely on Eastern Europe and Asia for the talent to be developed, or for enough talent to be developed.
Yes, we could probably spend one whole podcast talking about obstacles we are facing in these days. But in your view, how can technology contribute to solve exactly those challenges we are facing today, or even bring up new chances for us?
I mean, I think that from a travel perspective, much technology can aid the sort of the monotonous processes that many companies in travel are still working with. An example is AI-driven technologies, which not only automate the more boring processes of a job, but using AI technology can really help us to train the next fleet of people coming into the industry. And in general terms, there's a great advantage if we actually adapt to these new technologies that can help us. Predictive learning, voice recognition technology, they are really great ways to help us strengthen the bottom line. And we need to make money. we have a lot of time to make up for in that regards. I think areas like areas that also contribute to sort of better margins are personalized driven technology. You know, when we have this in place, we can service the travelers much, much better. And I think in general terms, the industry just needs to be a little bit more adaptable when it comes to new technology. We see other sectors being much faster. We are slower than other sectors, I should say, to adapt. And my personal opinion is to look out for the decentralized marketplaces that are being much spoken about at the moment. I think these offer new ways to contract and distribute travel products, and they are coming. Some would say they are here. So in overall, we just need to really focus more on new tech and bring it in to the industry.
If you would have to summarize these, what are your three biggest learnings out of the last five, or especially the last 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, again, we can only ever speak from a personal perspective, I suppose. For me, they would be communication. Again, a very personal big one for me is discipline, and then adaptability. Those three.
Well, you came really up fast with those, so I can feel you really thought about it a lot. It sounds like you describe a really resilient person. Why exactly did you choose those three words?
Well, I think we saw very early on how important communication was during the pandemic with our customers, with our staff, with our shareholders. And I think many of the companies who made it through the pandemic, they had a very strong communication strategy. The discipline is a personal favorite of mine. It's what keeps us going, getting up, getting ready, and you know, staying mentally strong is very much a big key. And I think if you have discipline in the way that you actually structure yourself and your day, I think you have a better chance of getting through. I mean, we know how important the work-life balance issue is, and really that has, we've become more aware than ever before. And lastly, I said adaptability, and I think it's about actually be prepared for change and just accept that it will happen, and not for us to plummet sort of into despair when things take a different turn. I know it's easier said than done, of course, but I really think that we can learn to expect and accept that change will happen much faster going forward. And I don't mean just in pandemic terms. I mean in general.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing this. And we're already coming to an end, but finally, it'd be great. It's wish time now. Would you share your greatest wish with us?
Yes, right now, my greatest wish is that the war in the Ukraine comes to an end soon and peacefully so that the country can rebuild itself. I think from an industry perspective, I hope that we will take greater care in our attitudes towards travel, more mindful and purposeful travel over wasteful travel, I guess. It is what we have to aim for. It's not going to be easy, but I think both privately and professionally, we should keep this in mind.
Charlotte, as always, it was a very, very great pleasure talking to you. And I very much look forward to continue this during the year and finally to meet back in person here in Berlin in 2023.
Thank you. It's been my absolute pleasure to catch up with you, obviously, as always. And likewise, I can't wait to be live next year. So see you then.
See you, Charlotte. Thank you.
Thank you.